February 15th, Friday after Ash Wednesday. The first reading comes from Isaiah 58:1-9a. This is from Trito Isaiah, the part of Isaiah that runs from chapters 56 to 66, and that we believe was written after the Babylonian exile, after 539 BC. The Jewish people returned to their land, and they were wondering why all the promises that were made by 2 Isaiah, chapters 40 to 55, were not being fulfilled. The city was devastated. There were locusts, there were famines, there were raids by the nomads from the desert, and things were not going very well. Well, what does Trito Isaiah say? It's really your fault. Because you call fast, but your fast is superficial. It's just an action performed that really doesn't mean anything. What kind of fast does God really want? Feed the poor, clothe the naked, visit the prisoner. What we call the corporal works of mercy. That's a true fast because it entails conversion of the heart. Fasting should not just be something we do because the church ordered us to do it, something that we resent doing. Likewise, even abstinence should not be something that we play with. Well, I have to eat fish, so I might as well have lobster and crab imperial. It should be an action in which we simplify our life, in which we place God at the center, in which we're reminded that we're called not to live for ourselves, but for others. That's the kind of fasting that God most wants. So during Lent, it's not simply a question of giving up candy or not going to the movies. It's much more a question of how will I convert my life? How will I live more for God and for others than for myself? The Gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 15. In this passage, the Pharisees ask Jesus why his disciples don't fast. And Jesus responds, because the bridegroom's still with them. The bridegroom is Jesus. He's the bridegroom of Israel, of the church. And while the bridegroom is with them, the disciples don't fast. But when he is taken away, then they will fast. This gives another motivation for fasting. It's a ritual action to mourn the death of the one we love, of the one who died out of love for us. In many cultures, people abstain from food when they're mourning the death of a loved one. And so fasting is not simply to teach us discipline, but it's also to show that we still remember the sacrifice Jesus did for us, and we're willing to take some of that difficulty, some of that pain, upon ourselves. Now, there are obviously other reasons for fasting. Solidarity with those who don't have enough to eat, teaching ourselves discipline, an act of reparation in which we place Christ at the center of our hearts. But this reason for fasting has much more to do with the idea of mourning. And that makes sense, because when somebody we love dies, it's difficult to eat. Sometimes the only thing we can get down our throat is Jell-O, because our throat constricts when we're in mourning. We just find it very difficult. And therefore, to fast is a sign that we are in mourning. To fast is a sign that we recognize Jesus' sacrifice, and it transforms our hearts and our lives.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.